in the limelight.
Now with Hodaide and its invariants in the Yemeni grip and Ma'areb about to be liberated, the UN should correct its correct stance on the crux of the problem in Yemen by summoning up the courage to criticize the Saudis, the Emiratis, the Americans, and the rebels of the Stooge Hadi, and opening up talks with the legitimate governmental authorities in Sana'a in order to avert a human catastrophe. Dear listeners, what you heard was part of an article written by Kayhan International staff writer. This article is published under the heading Yemenis Advance as Invaders Retreat from All Fronts. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. News from Yemen indicates the steady march towards victory on all fronts by forces of the legitimate government in Sana'a, as the aggressors, including the Saudis, the Emiratis, and the Americans, have begun a retreat. If it is only a matter of time for the strategic central city of Ma'areb to be liberated by the popular Ansarullah forces, whose relentless campaign against the might of the better-armed rebels have also opened the highway linking the Yemeni capital to the port city of Hodeidah in the west on the Red Sea. In the meantime, the Yemenis have exercised the right to enter the deserted U.S. embassy in Sana'a, where suspicious elements on the payroll of the Americans were trying to stir up sedition. Washington, which with the start of the Saudi-UAE invasion of Yemen some 7 years ago, had shifted its diplomatic staff, actually spies, to the southern port city of Aden in support of the fugitive from justice, Mansour Hadi, has been raving and ranting in fear that the Yemenis might get hold of documents still left in the embassy confirming the nefarious activities of the U.S. The Yemenis have really bewildered the American terrorists, despite the UN's open enmity against them, by illegally sanctioning certain senior officials of the legitimate government in Sana'a instead of denouncing the Saudi UAE invaders and imposing sanctions on the oil-rich sheikhs. Nonetheless, the heroic forces of Yemen, although lightly armed compared to the rebels and braving the Saudi bombing of civilians, are continuing their advance towards Ma'reb. As part of their heroics, on Saturday, November 13th, they intercepted and shot down another U.S.-built Boeing Instiu Scan Eagle spy drone of the Saudi invaders over the oil-producing province of Ma'reb. It speaks volumes of ingenuity of the Yemenis to use a domestically developed surface-to-air missile to shoot down the sophisticated American unmanned aerial vehicle over the Al Juba district. It wasn't a fluke shot in the view of the fact that on November 9th, the Yemeni army had also shot down a Saudi Scan Eagle reconnaissance drone over the same district of Ma'reb province. Earlier on September 27th, they had shot down a U.S. Scan Eagle drone over the Migdal district of the same Yemeni province. Now with Hodeidah and its environs in the Yemeni grip and Ma'reb about to be liberated, the UN should correct its correct stance on the crux of the problem in Yemen by summoning up the courage to criticize the Saudis, the Emiratis, the Americans, and the rebels of the Stooge Hadi, and opening up talks with the legitimate governmental authorities in Sana'a in order to avert a human catastrophe.